Hello, thank you for holding. My name is John. I'm the Regional Pricing Director. Am I speaking with Brock? Hey.
Yep.
All right. Pleasure to meet you, sir. So, Brock, I had Rona send over information to catch me up a little bit here. So, reading through a few things, I see that you're pretty brand new in business. Started in May. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Hey, congratulations, by the way. That's incredible,
thank,
sir.
Thank you.
You're most welcome. Yes, sir. Credit's due when it's due. So, Brock, talk to me about this business a little bit here. Obviously, you're looking for more line of work. We want to make sure that their calls come to you directly, right? They don't go through anybody but you.
Exactly.
And, okay, all right. I just want to make sure we're on the same page. I want to make sure.
Yeah.
Honestly, I do painting and stuff, pressure washing, but nothing of your caliber. So I can tell you right now, you'll probably lose customers if I try to talk to them for you. we'll keep with them talking to you directly. So, Brock, talk to me about your service radius, because I see that you're looking to target both residential and commercial work. Is it within 80 miles, or is it within like an hour frame? What do you got there?
An hour. I'd say an hour.
Hour and a half. Okay. Hour and a half. All right. The reason I'm asking is because when it comes down to this, we're not going to just promise you moon and stars and not deliver. We want to make sure it's a long-lasting business relationship, and that starts with trust and communication. So if I was to tell you, yeah, we could definitely hit that hour marker, and it'd probably be around 50, 55-mile radius in every direction for that. Is that still okay with you?
If you could just do 60, make it nice.
All right. I'll put it in for you. How about that? All right. We'll make sure you get it out there. All right. Perfect. So as long as we're on the same page. Now, of course, Rona, she put in more than a 50% discount rate for you, believe it or not. So that's month to month, no contracts. We don't charge per click, job, lead, or anything like that. It is a flat rate. You cherry pick as many calls and jobs as you like. Now, it is a bundle service, and we want to make sure you're set up for success, sir. Okay. Now, Brock, far as your online presence currently, are you utilizing anyone currently, or have you ever done this in the past to help with your online presence in general?
Google Ads, I'm on there. Angie Ads, Yelp.
Okay.
And Yelp. Microsoft, I'm setting up right now. And then Bing, Bing Places. I think that's
beautiful. All right. Well, we're going to help you save some money. I hope you're not paying for all of these, because if you are, now's the time to help you out even further. So, when it comes down to this, we include most of that already for you. Not only get you on the first page of Google looking organically, so it's not like a pay-per-click on the ad. I don't know about you, but a lot of people kind of breeze through ads, right? But anyway.
Yep.
So they kind of go right through there, and they look right in that local map section. So, yes, we'll include, of course, obviously your bread and butter will come from the first page of Google, but some may look on Yelp, may look on Bing, and it, believe it or not, it's actually different when it comes to searches done on any Apple products, so because they're using Safari and Siri.
Yeah.
So we actually include all of that for you, sir. All of it. No additional costs. Yes, sir. All right. So once again, if you are paying for that, don't. We get you more value for the dollar for you. All right.
Awesome.
Now, have you ever thought about doing social media for the business, like a Facebook business page by any chance?
I got to say I'm doing my Facebook business page right now.
Okay.
And then I have an Instagram.
Nice. All right. You're really on the right track, man. Here, with this, if you haven't developed that Facebook business page yet, we will develop one for you. It does really well in your area. So with that being said, we don't just throw an ad out to anyone. Again, quality over quantity. So if a customer goes on Bing or they go on Google and they type in painters near me, I'm just using it as an example here. Let's say they find you and they don't call you. If they go on Facebook after that, that's when your ad will pop up on their screen with the click to call you directly from there as well. So as you can tell, yeah, it's a target marketing ad. It's not just an ad shooting out to everyone. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Cool.
Brock, I think this is going to be perfect for you, man, especially starting a new business and everything. And with this promotion rate, you're going to do very well. We're going to help you save money, but also make a really good, nice return on your investment to stick with us for a long time here. So let's go over pricing. Right. Let's see if it fits in the right ballpark for you in budgeting, man, because I think it's a perfect match for you. As far as the pricing, it always will be grandfathered in at $249 a month. Comes with a one-time setup fee of $99 to cover your programming that you never see again. So your initial investment of getting started today would be $348. Now today is the 13th. That will last until next month on the 13th, and at that time, it'll always stay at 249 and never a cent more than that.
Brock, okay, gotcha. So the one-time $99 fee is set up, right?
Exactly. And here's the best part for you, Brock. You ready for this one? So Facebook ads, as you know, they charge per click, not with us. We're a premier partner with Google, man. So actually, out of your $249 monthly, not additional, we put 100 of those dollars into your ad spend already for you. So that way you're not having to worry about your bill going up or down or anything of that nature either.
Gotcha.
Yes, sir. How does it sound to you, man?
So, and you guys are called something Splash?
Yeah, Local Splash. L-O-C-A-L Splash. Like a splash of water. Yes, sir. We are a premier...
You guys are associated with Google and Facebook, correct?
Correct. Yes, sir. We're premier partners. I don't know about it, if you know anything about premieres, but when it comes down to partnership, you can't buy that spot. You have to earn it by doing really good on your performance, which means we do what we say we're going to do. But two, we abide by this rule very strictly here. So Google does not allow us to or permit us to work with any of your competitors within that radius. So that way, you're getting max results. We're not rotating you or anything like that. Yes, sir.
And you guys are based out of where?
We're based in California, but we are global. We only service to businesses throughout the U.S., though. Currently, right now, Brock?
You guys have a store in Albert Lea, then?
Say that one more time.
I got a call. Do you guys have a store out of Albert Lea, then? I got the phone number is from Albert Lea, Minnesota, so I was wondering.
Oh, yeah, no. So when we call out, we do so many calls that our company has a voiceover phone, right? But when you decided before with us, we give you a direct phone number to our company because why? We want to make sure we're always attending to our customers in a timely manner. And then also it is voice activated. So if you say billing, Facebook, website, whatever it is, we want to make sure our team is able to pop open that account and work with you and make modifications at that exact moment. Brock, still there with me?
Hello?
Yeah, there we go. I kind of lost you for a second there.
Yeah, what the hell? That was weird. Wait, I'm back. I heard you, though. I heard everything you said.
Okay, perfect. No, I love the questions. That just tells me you're going to do that much better, honestly. I've been here for quite some time, and we love business owners that are involved. You know, that shows that you care about your business, shows that you care about your customers, and, you know, we want to make sure we're working with those type of business owners to get them listed on the first page. So this will do very well for you. Yes, sir. So, Brock, you tell me, is this something you'd like to go ahead and secure for your company then?
Yeah, I would. Okay. So you said how much is the total then?
It'll be $348 flat. I make sure I stay on the phone with you even after payment so that way you see everything on paper through email and through text. So that way, there's no confusions. If you have any questions, concerns, I can address that with you right off the bat. I like to start it off with strong. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah. Brock. Oh, go ahead. Sorry, I cut you off there.
I'm all for it.
All right, beautiful. And Brock, is that short for any other name? Because Brock reminds, I don't know, I love a lot of anime, man. It was a pretty strong name that's in one of it. But is it B-R? O-C-K?
Yes.
All right, cool. And then, Brock, how do you spell your last name, sir?
Lampman. L-A-M-P-M-A-M.
All right, perfect. Just like the business name. Now it makes sense. And then, like I mentioned, we're going to send the invoice through text here as well, too, and email. What's the best email address I can send the invoice to?
LampmansPNP@yahoo.com. LampmansPNP.
Yahoo. Okay. So I got a little confused. I got last name. Lampman. Is it the next part at?
Yes.
E, is it N as in Nancy? Yahoo. Oh, okay. @yahoo.com. That's why. Wait a minute. What?
N as in Nancy. LampmansPNP. @yahoo.
All right, perfect. All right, so now the next part. As far as the best phone number for us to contact you, is this number ending with the 9376? Hello?
Can you hear me?
There you go. Yeah, yeah. That yeah, was weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And then for your customers, you want them to reach out to the same phone number or to a different phone number?
Same phone number.
All right. Now, this next part is all for Google, okay? I need to make sure I have this on point because if not, it can delay things. I don't want that to happen to you. So I have the business name is Lampman's Painting, the and symbol, Pressure Washing LLC. Is that all correct?
Yes. Correct.
Beautiful. All right. Now, the next part on Google is completely optional. You do not have to showcase your business address to the public, but Google does require a physical address to be verified. I have the address here as 1416 Green Bay Street. That's pretty cool, Green Bay Street. Anyway, Wisconsin, 54650.
Yep.
All right. Correct. Gotta ask, man, are you a Green Bay fan or what?
Hell no.
Oh, what? Come on.
I'm a Minnesota Vikings fan, believe it or not.
You're breaking my heart. No, I'm kidding.
Right. Sorry. Are you a Packers fan?
I am. I'm not even from Wisconsin, and I was always a Brett Favre fan and everything, man, so I don't know.
That's crazy. Hey, I like Aaron Rodgers, I'll say that, but he's not with them no more.
I was going to say, he's no longer with us, man. I was hoping to get a Super Bowl out of him. Come on, you know? But
yeah. You got one.
Yeah.
Hey, better than none.
Exactly. I gotta take it. All right. So, my next question, Brock, did you want to keep that address showcased to the public or do you want to keep that hidden though?
No, do not showcase that address to the public.
Sounds good.
That's my home.
That's your home? Oh, okay. Yeah. You don't want people knocking on your door there. Let me notate that right now. Give me one second. Please keep address hidden. And then the next part, since for our team, they're going to be developing a lot of stuff for you, you know, Facebook business page, and you also will have a tracking system to see everything for yourself. They want to make sure they introduce themselves to you and then show you how to maneuver through the tracking system so you can see all your analytics and also how you want those ads to be promoted. Do you have an hour window to speak with them tomorrow by any chance?
See, tomorrow's Friday, yeah.
Yeah? Okay.
It'll probably be... Anywhere from probably 9 in the morning to the 2, I'd say.
9 to 2, anywhere in there? Okay, give me one second. Let me see here. Boom, boom, boom. 9 to 2. Okay, yeah, I can make that work. We could do from 9 to 10. Is that okay?
Yeah.
All right, perfect. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to send you a Google invite through email. That way, not only you have this as an invite for you, and I'm sending that same email over to our team. Just going to need to hit yes on your side. They will hit yes on their side to show you that they are committed to this meeting. Now, Brock, I also want to do this because you have a second way of form of contact for me, just in case you ever need me, okay? I want to make sure you're always being attended to in a timely manner. All right. Sending it to you now. It's coming from JSEO@localsplash.com. Let me know once you got that, okay? I'll put a reminder for these guys, too.
You sent that, which email? That one I provided you, right?
Yeah. Lampman@yahoo.com. You got it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. If you don't get it in the next, 10 seconds, check your spam or junk mail. It's my first time emailing you. Sometimes it does that.
Right.
And reminders in, boom. Oh yeah, it sent right back to me. Yeah. All right, so I must be misspelling something here. Just the last name @yahoo.com, right?
Remember the S in there, Lampman BNP.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Lampmans, so it's plural, yeah? Here, I'll put this. I'm gonna do this. This way you also have our phone number too. I'm gonna kill two birds with one stone. I'm gonna send you a text and I'm gonna give our direct phone number because I wanna make sure you always have this. Save it as Local Splash.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Pam. Boom, boom. And then if you could send me a text back with your email address on there, just in case, because my thing is not, it's like auto-correcting, it's messing me up every time, so I do apologize.
I got your text.
Okay, cool. Yep. And then the next part. Yeah, if you could send that text with the email address, then that'll be perfect. And let me know.
Email. I don't see the email.
Oh, no, send me an email through text, because mine is literally, I'm going to try to copy and paste it, because the systems are literally, it's spell checking me every single time I hit send on it.
Wait, what am I supposed to do? Email it to your number?
Text me your email. There you go.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. Thank you, sir. Let me go ahead and put this there. Got it. All right, cool. Let's see if this actually works this way instead. It did. I knew it. All right, cool. Let me go ahead and send this now. Boom. All right, sending now. Again, it's coming from JSEO@localsplash.com.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. That should work. Right? Yeah. I knew it was going like you spell checking me. Yep, that's me.
Awesome.
All right. Perfect. All right. Next part. Now, on Google, it shows your hours of operations are open 24 hours, 24/7. Do you want to keep it that way? All right, cool.
Yeah.
And then I did put the notation to make it 60 miles out, man. Okay, I got you, partner. And then now the next part, how do you accept payment from your customers? Do you accept cash only? Do you do Zelle, credit card, check, or anything like that?
Cash, check, Venmo.
Okay.
I am working on getting Square so people can use a credit card or a debit card.
Okay. You know what? For now, I'll put that in, and then way if they say, oh, yeah, you can always, because you're going to communicate with the customer directly, so however you guys want to put that
exactly.
In. But I just my personal opinion, the more options you have, the better it is for the customer. You know what I mean? So if you don't mind, I'll put that
exactly.
In just for now. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. And then now this one's on me since we're already so far in this conversation and we didn't get to discuss it. Normally we do charge extra for websites. But because I didn't even discuss it with you, that's on me. So I'm going to start off with saying this. If you don't have a website, sir, I would like to, apologize on my behalf over here and include the website included in your package if you don't have one. So do you have a website at the moment?
No, I don't, but I'm working on it.
Okay. Would you like us to go ahead and do it? I mean, we do extravagant websites, and it'll be included in your package at no additional cost. Like I mentioned, I wanted to bring that up first. We usually do charge, but I'm notating right now to put it in, including your package. We get it done within the first 7 to 14 days. You can edit it yourself, keep track of all your traffic, and our team can update it as much as possible for you as well, too. Would you like us to do that for you or no?
Sure. Yeah, it's in the package. Might as well.
Yeah, that's on me, man. So as like I said, very transparent and everything, and we didn't get to discuss that at the beginning of this call, so that's on me, partner. So I'm going to go ahead and put that on there for you, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
All right. You're most welcome. Yes, sir. All right. Now, the next part, far as your services that you always want to be found for, no matter what, hands down, okay? So what would be the most important thing? Do you do interior and exterior painting, or do you just do interior or what? Okay.
Both.
Exterior painting. And then also, do you do, obviously pressure washing, but,
yeah.
What else can I put in here that you make, that brings you to bread? What would you say it is?
I mean, there's not much else. Interior painting, exterior painting, pressure washing, drywall, patch repair.
Patch repair. Okay.
Yeah, that's about it.
Okay. I'll put in just in parentheses just in case that you may want to add more. That way they could bring that up and they'll already have those keywords put into the algorithms for you to get the best results for you. But that way you can always add more if we forgot something. I know I'm putting you on the spot a little bit. So they will bring that up though, okay?
Okay.
Yep. And this is good. Just want to make sure that note is there to keep the address hidden still. Good. Okay, we're all set. So I'm going to send this over to our team right now. The next part is for your protection, so I'm not accepting a no for an answer. It's a voice verification, we call it, where everything is recorded. I put the pricing in there. I even go over that phone number again, the best way to contact us. So you have our number as a text message, the 877 number, okay? I will ask a few questions in the beginning just to verify it. Try to answer as clearly as possible. If you have any questions or concerns, I want you to stop me in my tracks and ask away. That's my job. I want to make sure we're addressing all of that for you, all right? So without further ado, let's get it started. So here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
I am in Painting and Pressure Washing, LLC.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
Brock Lantman, owner-operator.
All right. And, of course, you're authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yeah.
All right. And, of course, you're the authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Yeah.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, it's important you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. I'm going to hit pause on that, actually. So, Brock, there's some crazy people out there. I want to make sure you're not falling for any traps, okay? So I want to make sure you're well protected. After this recording part here, we'll set up a security question and answer. That way, anytime we call in from here on out, we'll call from the 877 number, and we will only ask the security question. We will never give out your answer there, all right? That way you know you're talking to us. We're not giving your information out to anyone either. Sounds good?
Yeah.
All right, cool. I'm going to continue here. I just want to make sure you know. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yeah.
All right. And last question. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Wait, say that again?
This one catches everyone. Pretty much it means two different things, man. We can't read your mind. If you have a promotion or you want to add a picture to your website or something, we're not going to do it just because we thought it was a great idea. Let us know. We don't need to be babysitted. We just want to make sure this is your company, not ours, right? We keep it that way.
Gotcha.
But the second thing is, if let's say we're working on the website and you have someone else working on the website, then we think there's a glitch. We become lost. So please let us know if anything comes about with that, okay?
Yeah.
All right, cool. So last part here. So your payment for the initial term in account setup will be charged today on June 13th in the non-refundable amount of $348. This is also including your website at no additional cost for your partner. I want to make sure that's in the recording. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the 13th of each month in the amount of only $249. It'll be $249 from there on. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting our client support at the 877 number. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
All right. Beautiful. As promised, man, I just want to make sure you're protected on your pricing and everything we spoke about. So, next part, I know I joke around about this part a lot, but I've actually had a customer forget his own answer and got locked out of his own account. It's horrible.
Oh, no.
So please don't forget yours, all right? It's pretty generic questions. You can choose any one of them you want and make up any answer you want as well. We have mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like to use?
City.
All right. And again, I'm not going to repeat the answer out loud either, but what would be that answer?
Hastings, Minnesota. H-A-S-T-I-N-G-S, Minnesota.
All right. Boom, boom, boom. All right. Perfect. And I'm going to go ahead and put this in. It's never going to change, ever, okay? So it's a huge red flag if someone gives out that answer. You hang up right away. Don't give any information to them, okay? Last part here, Brock. On the card that we're using today, is it just first and last name, or is there a middle initial as well?
First and last.
Okay. And I'm assuming it's the same billing address then, right? The 1416?
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
I'm going to give you some heat for this, man. If you're living on Green Bay Avenue, come on. You know, you should be turning into a Green Bay fan.
Yeah, right. Never.
I figured. I didn't think it was going to be that easy, but hey, worth a try. All right. So, and then on the card, what kind of method are we using today? Is it a Master, Visa, American Express, Discover? What do we got?
Visa.
Okay. And now for security purposes, I can't repeat the numbers out loud, but I'm ready for the card number when you are.
Okay, hold on. I gotta go grab everything.
Okay, yeah, sure thing. I'll be here with you. And there's that. Let's put that there. And, okay, there we go. Hello? There we go. Fixed it. Perfect. Set. Ruff, still there with me?
Alrighty, I'm ready. Sorry about that.
No, you're good, man. I was wondering if you were like talking and then like we had that bad connection again, so I was like trying to check it in there. All right. Again, I'm not going to repeat these numbers out loud, but I'm ready for you when you are.
Okay. 4-7-3-9-7-5-9-9-4-5-11-37-03.
What was the last number, just in case?
37-03.
Okay, perfect. And the expiration date on that?
7 of 27.
All right. And then last but not least, the security code in the back.
557.
All right. Perfect. Now, before I process any payment, Brock, now you know I'm not lying to you, man. We got you a really nice promotional rate here. It's literally more than 50% off. I like to refresh the account like 3 different times just to make sure our systems even stay the same on that, okay? So give me 1 second. I'm going to do this again. Boom. Okay, looking good. I'm going to go ahead and process the payment for only $348. Stay on the phone with me, okay? I like to keep to my promises here, okay? I want to make sure you see your invoice through text and email. I'll let you know as soon as it goes through on my end so that we can start looking for this text and email here. Perfect. Just went through on my side. You should get a text and an email coming shortly here.
I got your text. Yep.
Okay, beautiful. In that text, it's the same thing as the one in the email too, so you have another copy. But in the text message, when you pop it open, there should be a spot where it says click here to accept your subscription terms. Do you see anything like that?
Yep.
Perfect. You're going to click on that. In here, it's a breakdown of everything we discussed. Now, just remember, there's short descriptions of other packages that you can upgrade to. Do not upgrade to them unless you talk to me, because I would hate to see you pay the normal rate. It will kill me, seriously. So I want to make sure that you understand I can apply the same promotional rate to all the other packages. All right?
Gotcha, gotcha.
Okay, and two, the website. Now you know I wasn't lying. We usually charge extra for websites. Not for your case, sir. I have that on lock for you for the life of you being with us, never having to pay for that website. All right?
Yep.
Perfect. Read through it carefully. Take your time. Once you notice everything is that we discussed is in there, at the bottom, there's 2 small check boxes that everyone misses because it's so darn small. Well, you're going to click on those, and then you're going to type in your first and last name, just like it shows on the card. And let me know where it takes you next. That's our last thing we need to do.
Yeah, I typed in my name and everything, but I don't see a enter button.
Oh, on your phone. Turn it sideways.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, now you know it's not my first rodeo either.
Yep. Alright, username, password.
Beautiful. Remember I was telling you about your next best friend right now? That's your tracking system right there. We're going to give you the username and password. It should be coming in as a text, but if not, our team, when they talk to you tomorrow, they will show you how to maneuver through that tracking system, because you'll be able to see your calls, traffic going inside and outside your website, everything. So if I could give you the best suggestion in the world, it's to keep an eye on that. Okay?
Gotcha. And it's I got a Google may require additional information. Please reply or fill out the form here.
Wait a minute. If it says anything to be verified, re-verified, disregard.
Yeah.
You're already verified. Okay. You do not have to do that. Yeah, that email is sent out to everyone just in case.
Okay.
All right. Perfect. I'm going to tell you this right now, like I said at the beginning. Welcome to the family. All right, Brock? Congratulations,
Thank you,
sir. You're most welcome.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, man. I'm glad we were able to help you and actually save you money. And even on my own mistakes here, you got a website out of it too. You know what I'm saying? So there you go.
How can I get a hold of you?
So in the email, it should have my direct, or actually you can, the 877 number that I texted you from, it's the same phone number, but my extension is 3736.
3736.
You got it.
Perfect, perfect.
All right. Yes, sir. I just want to make sure you always have a way to contact me in case you ever need anything. But our teams are going to take care of you, man. Plus, you know, you have their direct phone number and everything. So email is always the best way to contact me. But if not, if I don't answer the phone, leave a voicemail. I always get back to my customers in a timely manner. All right?
Awesome. Appreciate it.
All right. You're most welcome. Again, tomorrow is a very important phone call. If you caught up on schedule or something, you need to reschedule or it's taking too long, let them know. Communication is everything, and they'll be happy to accommodate for that, okay?
Awesome. Appreciate it.
All right, partner. You take it easy, all right, Rock? It's been an absolute pleasure talking with you.
You too. Bye now.
Yeah, bye-bye.